Looking back on May 5th, the day in 1945 when one of Warner Brothers' favourites, Yosemite Sam, made his debut in Hair Trigger.
Ooh, I hate that rabbit!
This Cliff Richard hit single was recorded at Abbey Road Studios on this day in 1962.
Fun and laughter on a summer holiday. No more worries for me or you for a week or two.
And Paul Hogan married his Crocodile Dundee co-star Linda Kozlowski in 1990. They divorced in 2013.
I don't pretend to be laid back. If it wasn't for her sort of having to get up and go and the energy to go somewhere and do things, I'd sort of like lay around my hammock a little bit.
Birthdays, Michael Palin turns 77. The member of Monty Python also starred in Ripping Yarns, A Fish Called Wanda, and the documentary series Around the World in 80 Days. But best remembered for classic moments like this.
Anyone got anything they'd rather be doing than marching up and down the square?
Welsh actor John Rhys-Davies turned 76. He was in The Lord of the Rings and Indiana Jones movies.
Egyptian Mayor, morning edition. Run!
Did you say
AFL great Hawks legend Robert Dipio Domenico is 62 today. Big Dipper won 5 flags with Hawthorn and was the co-winner of the 1986 Brownlow.
9 premiership, new coach, the whole works, and a record score, fantastic.
From AFL to NRL, retired Brisbane Broncos 300 gamer Corey Parker turns 38. Won the premiership with his favourite club in 2006.
I've been a Broncos fan my entire life, so to be able to, I guess, train alongside these guys was pretty special.
And it's Adele's 32nd birthday today. The multi-Grammy Award winner and regular chart topper recorded the theme for one of the biggest Bond movies of all time. Country music legend Tammy Wynette was born on this day in 1942. She died aged 55 in 1997. Remembering Tammy Wynette on May 5th.